Of course, they have homemade lard now at stores, but people don't buy it like they used to.
What would keep the lard from going bad?
Well, it was sealed up in that can. Had a tight lid on it. It held 5 gallons. It was a big can. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that called a stand? That big 5 gallon can?
Mm. I don't think so. We had gallon cans. We'd fry the sausage and put them in them gallon cans and shut that lid tight. Then we'd want them, take them out. Warm them, they're already cooked.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the person nowadays that would sell the meat?
I don't know what you call it.
Or kill the meat. Someone.
Well, you call it butchering it.
Okay.
We called it butchering hogs then.
Uh-huh.
And that's butchering now.
And say if your meat's been kept too long, then you say it's
molded. And you trim all that mold off meat the inside.
Mm-hmm. What if it doesn't smell right or
if it's tainted
right?
Or something, well, you can't eat it, just throw it away.
Any other word besides tainted?
Spoil.
Okay. And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
Okay. Anything else? Or have you ever heard that called anything else?
Oh, it's called hog souse.
Okay.
Hog head souse.
Where'd you hear it called hog souse?
Well, all the older people would call it that.
Uh-huh.
Either cheese or hog head souse.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd take the liver and make liver puddings out of it, stuff it in their mantle just like you would sausage.
How would they make liver pudding?
Cook your liver, grind it up on that mill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call a sausage mill.
And then stuff it in the...
In the mantle where you scraped them like I told you I done.
Uh-huh.
Hang them in the smokehouse on a stick, smoke them.
And they call that liver pudding?
Liver puddings.
Hmm. Do you ever hear of anyone making anything out of the blood?
Well, I have heard people making blood pudding, but we never did.
Do you know how they made that?
No. I didn't.
What about the? Did you ever hear of scrapple or pond hoss or something like that?
I don't think so. I hear my grandparents talk about making blood pudding out of the cow's blood, but I didn't ever know how it was done. I didn't need it.
Uh-huh.
But not out of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
But they loved it.
Really?
Yeah, loved it. They taken that blood and cooked it some way. I don't know just how.
Uh-huh.
I remember them talking about it. I don't never remember eating any of it.
What about, say if you had butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste good?
What do you call it? Rancy.
Okay. And, the thick sour milk that you have is called?
Clabber. We call it clabber, and you can make cottage cheese out of it if you want to.
And, so the first thing you do after milking is you have to...
Strain it out in a bowl or a pitcher or something.
Okay. And this is something like a fruit pie, only it's made in a deep dish. It's got, you put down, say, a layer of dough, then you put down, maybe if it's apples you're using, you put down the apples and then some more dough.
You call it apple pie.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other types of things besides apple pie?
Well, you make banana puddings out of way.
Mm-hmm.
You use bananas. You can take peaches and do the same
mm-hmm.
out of it.
What about a deep dish pie or apple dowdy or apple cobbler?
Yeah, we ever talk about that too. And I have fried apple tarts.
Uh-huh.
You know, stew them down and take a little piece of dough and throw it out and turn it over and fry it in.
Mm-hmm.
Or either bake it, call them apple tarts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good. It's better not to put, well, they'll fry better, not a grease, but it ain't good for you in so much grease.
But what, have you ever heard that the deep dish pie or apple cobbler or apple
Yeah,
dowdy?
I've heard of it. Mm-hmm, sure.
What's that like?
Well, it's just apples cooked with some kind of dumplings and stuff in it.
Uh-huh. What did you call that?
Dumplings.
What did you hear that kind of pie called?
Well, I heard a lot of people talk about apple cobblers or cobblers.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what you put in it.
Did you ever make one yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And someone has a good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his